You're listening to the New Happy Podcast. I'm Stephanie Harrison. Today, a reminder, you are not your thoughts. Most of the time, we live in a world where our minds are overpowered by our thoughts. They create a wall in front of us, blocking us from seeing the world as it really is. We're immersed in them. They burst into our consciousness, bumping and jostling into one another, shouting for our attention. They demand that we ruminate on our past mistakes, or ponder our fear about the economy, or endlessly think about the person who hasn't texted us back yet. Luckily, we have the power to take a step back and observe these thoughts. With distance, you can start to see them for what they are. They're not the truth. They're not you. You are the one who is watching the thoughts rise and fall. As the Buddhist nun Pema Chodron said, "You're the sky. Everything else is just the weather." Try this the next time you're overwhelmed with your thoughts. Close your eyes and imagine all of the thoughts in your head, conceptualized as colorful circles all in front of you. They're covering your vision. You can't see anything else. Take a few breaths in and out, and as you do, watch those thoughts shrink down into smaller and smaller circles. Look at all the space you've just created for yourself. Look at how clearly you can see now. Look at all that peace. From this centered place, you can look at your thoughts with so much more wisdom and compassion. If there is a painful thought, describe it as a thought, not the truth. Say something like, "I'm having a thought that says my crush is never going to text me back, and therefore that means I'm unlovable." If there is a persistent thought that keeps bursting forward into your consciousness, acknowledge it like you would a neighbor. Give it a nod. "Oh, hello, there goes that old thought again." We might not always be able to operate from this peaceful, distance place, but we can always come back to it. And with time and practice, it becomes even easier to access. Thanks for listening. For more, visit thenewhappy.com. We'll see you tomorrow.